We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, today, we are going to be talking about something sweet, aren't we?
Yes, we are. You know, I know this is not the time for this, but these are unusual times, and everybody's cooking more because everybody's home and their kids are home. I think some good old homemade cookies sound pretty good. What do you think?
I think that would sound very good.
We used to think we didn't turn the oven on in hot weather, but that was a different time and age, and everybody didn't have air conditioning, and you didn't turn the oven on because all you had was the screen door and the screen windows and the flies coming in, and you thought, I don't want to turn that oven on and heat up the house. But being now as most everybody has air conditioning, and I guess stoves are probably a lot better insulated, too. I don't see where I turn the oven on and heats up my house too much.
Yeah, I think they've gotten a lot better about that. Back in the days when it was a wood cook stove, it heated the whole house.
It definitely did. You used it to heat the kitchen in the winter anyway. You know, that was your heat in the kitchen. Because I remember when I was very young, I think they burned coal in ours more than wood, but it was a big stove with a reservoir on the end. And then when I was about 11, we moved where we had a furnace inside, you know, whole uptown. That was the first time we had a bathroom, too. So okay. I thought we were rich. You know, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven.
Talking about cookies, there is nothing like opening the door, stepping into the house, and having that smell of cookies in the oven just kind of waft up to your nostrils.
It is, and there's also nothing like the next day or two, 3 days later, I have a big plastic thing with a lid on it that locks down. There's nothing like looking over on that counter and seeing that big plastic thing full of home-baked cookies.
Yes.
The ones you buy are good, but they're not like the ones you make at home.
I don't know that I have ever had a store-bought cookie that could rival a homemade cookie.
I don't know what it is about it. I mean, I've eaten good ones. Costco has really good ones. They have the oatmeal and the chocolate chip and, you know, all that stuff. And I've eaten a lot of good ones from bakeries and things, and they're really good. But maybe it's because you smell them baking at home. It's why they taste so good.
That might be it. I'm not sure.
But the texture is just a little different on the homemade one. When you taste one, you can usually tell if it's homemade.
Yes.
Unless you make a mess of it, which, you know, in cooking, you're liable to have some sometimes that don't turn out quite as good. Well, tell you about my favorite chocolate chip. How about that?
Okay.
It's 3/4 cup of, the recipe really called for originally butter-flavored Crisco shortening. That's where I got it. But I wound up just using butter because I didn't have the Crisco. And 1.5 cups firmly packed light brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 egg, 1¾ cup all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3/4 teaspoon baking soda, 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, and 2 cups of coarsely chopped pecans. And if you can leave those out if you don't like pecans in them, but I really like pecans in them. And I think the original recipe only called for 1 cup, but I put more in them because I really like pecans in them. And you heat your oven to 375, and you place some sheets of foil on the countertop for cooling the cookies. I'm just giving you my tips in here, too, what I do. And you combine your butter and your brown sugar, milk, and vanilla in a large bowl. And you beat at the medium speed of your electric mixer until it's well blended. And you beat your egg into the combined mixture. And you combine flour, salt, and baking soda and mix that into the mixture until it's well blended. And you stir in your chocolate chips and your pecan pieces. And you drop rounded tablespoons of dough 3 inches apart on an ungreased cookie sheet. And you bake 1 sheet at a time for 8 to 10 minutes for chewy cookies, or 11 to 13 minutes for crisp cookies. Some people like them soft and chewy, and some people like them crisp. You kind of have to keep your eye on them, and you can tell when they're, you know, when they're baked. And you don't overbake them. You cool it 2 minutes just on the cookie sheet, and then you put them over on the foil to cool completely. And this makes about 3 dozen cookies, depending on how big you make them, you know. I have an ice cream dipper that I use to put them out on the sheet, and that makes them all the same size. And then it's easy, you know, to flip that ice cream dipper and to get the cookies out of it.
Right.
And I invested several years ago, and they weren't terribly expensive at that time, into what they called air-bake cookie sheets. And up until that time, I had trouble with burning my cookies or not cooking them long, you know, not cooking them enough. But those air-bake sheets are really, really handy, and they do make a good cookie. And the other thing I like to do is I make this recipe. And instead of pecans, if I can get some macadamia nuts, I put macadamia nuts and white chocolate chips, which I really like those too.
Right.
The smell of that, as you say, the smell of that cookie, you know, got in there. And then just having that great big jar, you know, full of those homemade cookies. I just noticed that when I have one of those on the counter, frankly, everybody who comes in manages to go over there and try one out.
And you know, there is nothing better than a fresh, warm cookie and a glass of cold milk.
You are right. And then take that, and then you've got that chocolate chips. If it's warm and it's right out of the oven, it's just cool enough to pick it up. The chocolate chips kind of melty in there in that glass of cold milk and that warm chocolate chip.
Yep, that's good stuff.
That's good stuff, isn't it?
It is.
You know, I tried taking some bought ones and putting them in a microwave a few minutes to see if they tasted like that. But I have to say they didn't taste like mine.
Unfortunately, I don't know if it's the preservatives they put in them or the amount of time from when it's come out of the oven to when it gets to your shelf, but a store-bought cookie and a homemade cookie are two different things.
I really think it is because it came out of your oven. It was hot. And when my brother Charles was in school at Western, he would come home every weekend, and I was living in Irvington, an apartment then, Raleigh and I were, and he would have to just stop by on his way back to Bowling Green. And if I was making cookies, you know, I would put them in a box or something, and he'd have to go get his suitcase that he brought home, his luggage, and put his cookies in there. And I said, well, why don't you just take the box in? He said, listen, if I carried that box of cookies through the downstairs of my dorm, I'd never make it upstairs.
Obviously, he learned something at college.
He did. He learned that. He learned it. If you were going to take your sister Sammy's homemade cookies down there, you didn't want to share them through the lobby of the dorm.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Sammy, you said you had two recipes. What's the other cookie today?
The other one's oatmeal raisin, and I like those really as well as chocolate chip. And I think that, I convinced myself that they have oatmeal in them, Mike. They're healthy.
Well, of course they are.
They don't, you know, just because you start out with two sticks of butter, soft. And a cup of firmly packed brown sugar, a half a cup of white sugar, 2 eggs, a teaspoon of vanilla, 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, a teaspoon of baking soda, a teaspoon of cinnamon, a half a teaspoon of salt, 3 cups of oats, quick or old-fashioned, you're not cooked, you know, they're just out of that paper thing, and a cup of raisins and a cup of pecans or walnuts. And you preheat your oven to 350, and you beat your butter and sugar until creamy, and add eggs and vanilla and beat well, and combine the flour, soda, cinnamon, and salt, and add that to the mixture. And stir in your oats, raisins, and nuts, and mix well. And you drop that by rounded tablespoons, in which I use the ice cream dipper again on that, on an ungreased cookie sheet, and you bake 10 to 12 minutes or until golden brown. And you cool on the cookie sheet for 1 minute and remove them to a wire rack, and it makes about 4 dozen cookies. And those really keep good, too. And they're very tasty in my book.
And I love a good oatmeal raisin cookie.
I know, I do, too. I'm not a great raisin person in a lot of things, but I really like them in an oatmeal cookie. There's something about that oatmeal and that raisin. The nuts just all goes together, doesn't it?
It does. And again, I just almost as well have that as a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, I like them both. I like them equally as well. I really like the oatmeal raisin. I agree with you. There's just something. I don't know what it is about that, but I like all kind of homemade cookies, you know. There's all different kinds. I like those no-bake cookies that everybody makes.
Yes.
You know, they're really good. I didn't give that recipe because everybody makes that. They have chocolate in them, or you can make them. I used to work with a friend that made them all the time, and she didn't put the chocolate. She just put the peanut butter and the oatmeal, you know, and the no-bake stuff. And they were kind of a caramelly tasting, and I really liked them without the chocolate, too.
I've had those, and those are very good as well.
Yeah, I can eat a lot of those, and as I say about these, you know, they're really healthy. Mike, it's just eating oatmeal.
And raisins, that's a fruit.
Right. That's really, well, they say nuts are really good for you. You know?
Well, there you go.
When we make ourselves eat one of these oatmeal raisin cookies with the raisins and the nuts, we're only eating it for our health.
There you go.
You think we can convince people of that?
Well, I don't know if we can or not, but I bet there's a lot of people that would line up behind us. How about that?
I bet there is, too. I bet there's a lot of people that would agree. Oh, you know, I'm just gonna eat these. They make me feel good. And they do make you feel good.
Yes. At least for a little while.
That's right. Well, anything in moderation.
Absolutely.
But sometimes I have a little problem with moderation. If I have these warm cookies and a big glass of milk or a Diet Coke, and moderation is not the word that comes to your mind right off, is it?
Not really. Another is the word that comes to your mind.
I know. I think I'll just have one more.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, that brings us down to the bottom of the show. And we do want to tell folks, if they would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very simple to get. All you have to do is send us an email. Send it to the station's email at wxbc@bbtel.com. Make sure you put attention skinny cook in the subject line, or you can skip the middleman and send it to Miss Sammy direct at Sammy, SammyIEQ@bbtel.com. And make sure you put skinny cook in the subject line, and she'll get those recipes out to you.
I will do that.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.